Hitler's Diary. My name is John Hancock. I am proud to be an American patriot. It all started on January 12th, 1737, when I was born. As a young child, I went to the Boston Latin School and the Dame Belcher Dame School. When I was a young teen, I went to Harvard University, where I studied Greek, Latin, rhetoric, astronomy, math, and physics. After that, I realized I should make a difference in my country. John Hancock. Dear Diary, I am now a young adult whom inherited my Uncle Thomas's great fortune. The business and I shall continue his merchandise business. Then I wanted to do something else with my life. Soon after, I was done with the business. I joined the Sons of Liberty, a crew that boycotted and protested British taxes. The taxes were getting old. We all knew it. They disappeared after all the work we have done. Well, that is, except for one, the tea tax. That's what led to the Boston Tea Party, a very remarkable event. John Hancock. Dear Diary, the Second Continental Congress wants me as their first president. I'm very honored to be chosen. What is all that background noise? Oh my gosh, these people are so obnoxious. They want me to come over next week. Either way, when I come, they told me this job was very important. I was in the president's seat. I elected General George Washington to be the head of our new army that I also created, John Hancock. Dear Diary, I must sign the Declaration of Independence tomorrow, November 4th, 1776. I propose to wear my most formal clothes in my wardrobe. I got dressed up and made my way to the white paneled room. I grabbed the ink and pen, and I began. I wrote so large that I hope King George III can read it without his spectacles. John Hancock. Dear Diary, we have won the Revolutionary War after all these years. It was a miracle. I thank all and give all a good night. Yes, yes, we have done it. Now I shall sing a special song for it. Oh, hallelujah. Why are there people talking in the back?